तो जैसा कि आप लोग सब जानते ही हैं, और अमेरिका में जाकर सर्वप्रथम न्यूयॉर्क में इस्कॉन की स्थापना की, तत्पश्चात सैन फ्रांसिस्को में दूसरा केंद्र आरंभ हुआ, और वहाँ पे जो डीटीज श्रीला प्रभुपाद ने स्थापित किए इस्कॉन के प्रथम डीटीज, वो थे जगन्नाथ, बलदेव और सुभद्रा। सोचने वाली बात है कि भारत में जगन्नाथपुरी में पाश्चात्य देश के लोगों को प्रवेश निषेध है, लेकिन श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी ने इस्कॉन की स्थापना करते हुए सबसे पहले जिस डीटीज का सबसे पहले उद्घाटन किया वो थे जगन्नाथ, बलदेव और सुभद्रा। मानो परंपरा से चलते हुए इस प्रथा को श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी चुनौती देते हुए कह रहे थे कि भगवान जगन्नाथ की कृपा सबके लिए है। और रथ यात्रा न्यूयॉर्क और सैन फ्रांसिस्को इत्यादि शहरों में प्रभुपाद जी ने आरंभ किया। तो सैन फ्रांसिस्को में श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी ने जब रथ यात्रा महोत्सव आरंभ की, तो किसी एक व्यक्ति ने उनको पूछा कि ये रथ यात्रा तो केवल उड़ीसा में होती है, आप पूरे विश्व भर में कैसे मना रहे हो? तो प्रभुपाद जी ने उत्तर दिया, यह है जगन्नाथ और उड़िया नाथ नहीं। और यहाँ पर बम्बई में श्री राधा रास बिहारी मंदिर 1978 से रथयात्रा महोत्सव मना रहा है, और श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर में भी रथयात्रा महोत्सव हमने मंदिर की ओर से दो ही बार मनाया है, लेकिन यहाँ दादर के और प्रभा देवी और उस एरिया के कई लोग युवा प्रमुख रूप से मिलकर बहुत उत्साहपूर्वक जगन्नाथ, बलदेव और सुभद्रा के इन विग्रहों का रथयात्रा कई वर्षों से मना रहे हैं। श्रीकर प्रभु के घर पर ये जगन्नाथ डीटीस रहते हैं। तो आज का कार्यक्रम उनके लिए था जो प्रतिवर्ष इस रथयात्रा महोत्सव को सफल बनाने में बहुत भारी योगदान देते हैं, अपने परिश्रम से, अपने दान पुण्य से, अपनी योजनाओं से। तो इसलिए पाटीदार समाज के इस कार्यक्रम में हम उन सभी भक्तों को स्वागत करते हैं जो दादर के प्रतिवर्ष इस भव्य रथयात्रा महोत्सव को सफल बनाने में विशेष योगदान देते हैं। आपको जानकर आनंद होगा कि रथयात्रा आरंभ हुई कि 2-4 हजार लोगों से, लेकिन पिछले वर्ष 1,20,000 लोगों को प्रसाद खिलाया गया। 1,20,000। तो इसलिए ये रथयात्रा पूरे विश्व के अलग अलग इस्कॉन के मंदिरों में जो रथयात्रा मनाई जाती है उसमें से एक प्रमुख रथयात्रा मानना चाहिए। वैसे इस्कॉन का सबसे बड़ा रथयात्रा लुधियाना में होता है। लुधियाना में 7 लाख पीपल कम, और कलकत्ता में भी 3-4 लाख लोग आते हैं रथयात्रा में, लेकिन ये बम्बई का रथयात्रा, दादर का विशेष रूप से बहुत ही विशाल रथयात्रा है, और डायरेक्ट मंदिर के कोई भी ब्रह्मचारी इसके आयोजन में विशेष योगदान नहीं देते, और मंदिर के लोग मुख्य रूप से केवल कीर्तन के लिए और उस दिन प्रवचन के लिए जैसे महाराज आते हैं, उसको छोड़कर बाकी जितनी व्यवस्था है, फंड रेजिंग से लेके परमिशन से लेके जितने शिवाजी पार्क में आसपास के लोगों के साथ लड़ाई झगड़ा करना हो और कोर्ट केस इत्यादि जो भी करना हो, ये सब कुछ ये सारे युवा मिलकर करते हैं, और महाराज इससे अति प्रसन्न हुए थे, और एक पूरा संडे क्लास इन्होंने इसके ऊपर इन लोगों की स्तुति करते हुए दी थी। तो हम आज का ये कार्यक्रम आप सभी के इस विशेष योगदान को याद में रखकर और इसके विषय में और अन्य लोगों को जानकारी देने के लिए आयोजित कर रहे हैं। तो आज के कार्यक्रम की रूपरेखा कुछ ऐसी है कि सर्वप्रथम मैं गोविंद प्रभु से निवेदन करूंगा कि जगन्नाथ, बलदेव, सुभद्रा डीटीस के विषय में कुछ बताएं, और क्योंकि यहाँ पे महाराज आए हैं तो अब कार्यक्रम आगे से अब अंग्रेजी में हम लोग करेंगे, क्योंकि ये पहले हिंदी में होने वाला था कार्यक्रम। सो नाउ वी विल फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ हिज होलीनेस राधानाथ महाराज, वी विल नाउ एक्सप्लेन about the Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, some of the stories in connection with these deities and which have been served by His Grace Shrikar Prabhu. Where is Shrikar Prabhu? May I request Shrikar Prabhu to come forward? And he has been serving these deities wonderfully for many years, and there are some really amazing stories connected to these deities and the way Shrikar Prabhu's mother has been serving these deities for many years before. And every Friday they offer a chappan bhog for many, many years. Shrikar Prabhu? So, Shrikar Prabhu has been serving the deities for the last, kitne saal? Since last 8 years, and in a very small place with very limited facility, but his mother has been cooking chappan bhog for Jagannath deities every week. And so many other ladies in the community also participate in that. And the idea was that Govind Prabhu would share some experiences and realizations. So now may I request Govind Prabhu to share something, and then we will have His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj also speak a few words.
नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे सो दिस हिंदी ना हिंदी हिंदी एस महाराज हिंदी तो आज इधर हम लोग एकत्रित हुए हैं बहुत भक्तों को इसके बारे में कोई जानकारी नहीं कि क्यों हम लोग इधर आए हैं हम इसलिए यहाँ आए हुए कि 5 साल से जो रथ यात्रा भक्तगण दादर के भक्तगण एकत्रित होकर करते हैं उनका सम्मान करने के लिए और इसका स्रोत जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा जी है जो श्रीकर प्रभु और उनके परिवार में निवास किया करते थे और जिस प्रकार से विग्रह उनके घर में आए जब वो जगन्नाथपुरी गए थे एक बार यात्रा के लिए तब उनको अपने घर में विग्रहों को लाने की इच्छा थी और जिस दुकान में गए विग्रह लाने के लिए तो उनसे जब दाम पूछा तो उस दुकानदार ने कहा इतना दाम है तो शिखर प्रभु को लगा कि इतना पैसा तो मैं नहीं दे सकता हूँ मेरे पास उतना पैसा नहीं है बहुत इच्छा थी लाने की परंतु पैसा न होने के कारण वो दूसरे कहाँ दुकान में गए कुछ डीटी लाने के लिए परंतु इसके प्रति मन लगा हुआ था परंतु खरीद नहीं पाए फिर आगे उस साल वापस अपने घर अगर ऐसा इतना सुंदर विग्रह होता हो एक साल तक कोई रखता नहीं है विग्रहों के दुकान में अगर विग्रह लाने के लिए जाते हो तो ऑर्डर देने के बाद 4-5 महीने में आपको मिल जाता है एक साल में वापस कोई आपको विग्रह नहीं मिलेंगे तो अगले साल जब वो गए वो दुकान के बारे में उनको भी जानकारी नहीं थी किस दुकान में गए थे तो किसी न किसी प्रकार से उस दुकान में गए और वो दुकानदार उनके लिए ही प्रतीक्षा कर रहा था वो एक साल के लिए विग्रह जैसे कि भगवान उनकी प्रतीक्षा कर रहे थे वापस आकर आप मुझे ही अपने ही घर में प्रतिष्ठापित करो तो एक साल के बाद उधर से उन्होंने अपना जो संबंध इन परिवार के साथ प्रारंभ कर दिया और एक कथा मैं जो सुनाना चाहता हूँ जो उनकी श्रीकर प्रभु की जो माँ थी बड़े प्रेम से कितने साल तक 56 भोग कभी कभी लोग 56 भोग लगाते लेकिन उसमें से 35 तो दुकान से आता है तो 56 भोग पूरा उनके घर में हर शनिवार के दिन बनाती थी, और घर इतना छोटा था कि जब भगवान को भोग लगाने के बाद कल्टन बंद करना है तो उनको सबको घर के बाहर जाना पड़ता था, सबको घर के बाहर, इतने बड़े विग्रहों को घर पे रखना कई लोग मंदिर में भी नहीं रखते, तो ऐसा उनको करना पड़ता था। और जब इतने साल तक सेवा करने के बाद काफी माता या लोग आते थे सेवा करते थे, और जब श्रीकर प्रभु की माँ उनका जब देहांत तो हुआ, कैसे भगवान जो उनके साथ प्रेम का संबंध रखते हैं तो किस प्रकार से वो प्रतिसाद करते हैं। उनके मृत्यु के समय इतने सारे भक्त एकत्रित हुए थे और जगन्नाथ जी के सामने भगवान का नाम भी ले रही थी वो, और मृत्यु के समय अपने दोनों हाथ ऊपर करके विट्ठल का नाम लेकर, जगन्नाथ जी का नाम लेकर, कृष्ण का नाम लेकर अपने प्राणों को छोड़ दिया। तो 56 भोग उन्होंने खिलाया तो भगवान ने उनको भी भोग दिया मृत्यु समय, जैसे भगवान गीता में कहते अंत काले च माम्यो स्मरण मुक्त्वा कलेवरम। तो भगवान का चिंतन करते करते उन्होंने अपना प्राण इन जगन्नाथ जी के सामने छोड़ दिया। ये तो बहुत ही महान है कि जैसे हम देखते हैं हमारे सेवा के साथ हमें, खास करके अगर कोई आप लीडर हो नेता हो तो सेवा के साथ प्रतिष्ठा की भी अपेक्षा होती है, अगर अपेक्षा भी ना हो तो कुछ लीडर होने के नाते लोग आपकी प्रशंसा करते, परंतु इनके बारे में कोई जानता भी नहीं था, ज़्यादा लोग देखे भी नहीं थे उनको, पता नहीं नाम भी कितने लोग जानते हैं कि नहीं, परंतु भगवान अपने भक्तों की सेवा बड़े प्रेम से स्वीकार करते हैं। और इसमें कोई शेड्यूल नहीं था कि हर मंडे आपका कुकिंग है, हमारे मंदिर में ऐसा करना पड़ता है, वो प्रेम से अपनी इच्छा से हर शनिवार के दिन, न तो कोई प्रेसिडेंट उनकी प्रशंसा करने के लिए गए, न कोई सन्यासी उनकी प्रशंसा करने के लिए, जगन्नाथ जी के प्रसन्नता के लिए वो कर रही थी, और करते करते अपने प्राणों को छोड़ दिया। और कैसे जगन्नाथ जी इतने छोटे घर से हर साल, जब पहली बार रथ यात्रा हुआ था उस समय अक्रूर प्रभु ने प्रवचन किया था, एक छोटे से मैदान में हुआ था, और इसी एक 500-600 लोग थे, और आज तक किसने सोचा ही सोचता भी नहीं था, मैं जानता था 1990 में महाराज जी चाहते थे, राधानंद महाराज एक बार उन्होंने हमारे एक मराठी प्रीचर थे वृंदावन प्रभु, उनको कहा था कि मुझे शिवाजी पार्क में बहुत हजारों लोग आना चाहिए कीर्तन करने के लिए, 90 की बात है, उस समय दादर में जो हिंदू कॉलोनी है वहाँ छोटा सा कार्यक्रम चालू हुआ था, तो वृंदावन प्रभु को महाराज ने कहा था आई वॉन्ट थाउजेंड ऑफ पीपल एट शिवाजी पार्क, मैं चाहता हूँ कि बाल ठाकरे भी डांस करना चाहिए ऐसे महाराज ने कहा था, तो अभी आने के लिए तैयार है उनके परिवार के लोग, लेकिन उनको बुलाए नहीं है। तो रथ यात्रा जगन्नाथ जी, मैंने तो ऐसा कहा सुना नहीं है जगन्नाथपुरी के बाद या कलकत्ता के बाद इतने मात्रा में लोग आना, पिछले साल 1,30,000 लोग आए थे जगन्नाथ जी का दर्शन करने के लिए, ये पब्लिसिटी से एडवर्टाइजमेंट से पैसा खर्चा करने से नहीं होता, ये सारे जगन्नाथ जी के जो सेवक है महाजन प्रभु सनातन गोपाल प्रभु श्रीकर प्रभु और जितने भी राधिका पति तो है ही ये सारे आनंद कृष्ण प्रभु और जितने भी भक्तगण हैं, छोटा सा ग्रुप है उनका, और जो उन्होंने ये करके दिखाया लास्ट 3 साल से शिवाजी पार्क में जो रथ यात्रा हो रहा है और इतने मात्रा में लोग आ रहे हैं, ये सब जगन्नाथ जी की महिमा है। हम देख सकते हैं कि कितने वो डीटी तो उनमें जान होता ही है, लेकिन कभी कभी जहाँ प्रेम की सेवा की जाती है, प्रभुपाद जी एक जगह में लिखते हैं जब वो नासिक गए थे, वो कहते कि मैं जब नासिक में गया था मंदिरों में विग्रह ऐसा लग रहा था कि वो रेसिप्रोकेट नहीं करते, परंतु यहाँ हम देखते प्रेम के सेवा करने के कारण हर रोज प्रतिष्ठा के लिए प्रतिष्ठापन नहीं किया गया, प्रेम से सेवा करने के लिए किया है, ऐसे बहुत सारे उनकी कहानियां है, मैं सुन रहा था उसके पहले गौरांग ने मुझे बुला लिया और कभी हम इन कहानियों को वो भी बताएंगे। तो जगन्नाथ जी अभी दादर छोड़कर अभी कहाँ गए हो? हाँ, ठाकुरली में निवास करने के लिए गए। पता नहीं अब वहाँ वो क्या लीला करेंगे। हम यही भगवान से प्रार्थना करते हैं, प्रभुपाद जी से प्रार्थना करते हैं, महाराज जी से प्रार्थना करते हैं कि शिवाजी पार्क में ऐसे रथ यात्रा बार बार होते रहे, और हो सकता है अगर बाल ठाकरे नहीं तो उनके परिवार के लोग अगर डांस करेंगे। हरे कृष्ण।
तो मैं गोविंद प्रभु धन्यवाद प्रोत्साहन दिलाने के लिए, और मैं अभी श्रीकर प्रभु से निवेदन करूंगा कि कुछ जो क्षणों में जगन्नाथ बलदेव और सुभद्रा की कुछ लीलाएं जो भक्तों के साथ आदान प्रदान आपके परिवार के सदस्यों के साथ जो हुआ हो, सब वैष्णवों के आनंद के लिए कुछ क्षणों के लिए बताएं। मेरे ख्याल से बैक टू गॉडेड मैगजीन के एक अंक में, तीनों इंग्लिश हिंदी मराठी तीनों अंकों में वो विस्तृत रूप में आर्टिकल भी आया था। तो मैं निवेदन करूंगा कि महाराज की प्रसन्नता के लिए और सब वैष्णवों की प्रसन्नता के लिए, क्योंकि मुझे लगता नहीं बेटी जी के आर्टिकल सब लोग पढ़ते हैं, तो आप थोड़ा प्रेम से कुछ क्षणों के लिए सुनाइए, 5-7 मिनट के लिए। हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण। जगन्नाथ जी का हम लोग डेली वर्शिप करते हैं, तो जब एक दिन मैं सुबह जगन्नाथ जी का आरती कर रहा था, तो आरती ख़त्म होने के बाद जो जगन्नाथ जी के सामने भगवान के जो ग्लास रखते हैं पानी के, वो पानी जगन्नाथ जी को ऑफर किया, सामने ला के रखा ग्लास। पर जैसे ही ग्लास रखा जगन्नाथ जी के सामने, तो उसके ऊपर प्लेट भी था, एक एक प्लेट, तो जैसे मैंने ग्लास रख के टन मारा और मैं चलने लगा, तो बलदेव जी का जो ग्लास के ऊपर का प्लेट था वो मेरे पीठ पे आके बैठा। तो मैं सोचा अरे क्या हो गया करके, तो मैं फिर से टर्न मार के देखा, तो वो ग्लास के अंदर, तीनों ग्लास के अंदर तुलसी पत्र नहीं था। तो मैंने फिर तुलसी पत्र ऑफर किया भगवान को सॉरी बोल के, वो फिर से ग्लास रखा। और हालांकि अभी एक जगन्नाथ जी की लीला हो गई, जो शिवाजी पार्क में रथ यात्रा हुई थी, हमको बहुत टाइम से परमिशन नहीं मिल रहा था, और जगन्नाथपुरी से बहुत पंडा ये भक्त लोग आए थे रथ बनाने के लिए, तो उसका जो काम है वो वर्ली में चालू था, और वर्ली में पूरा रथ बना के तैयार था, और शनिवार के दिन रथ यात्रा था, और गुरुवार के दिन मैं वहाँ पर, हम लोग नाइट ड्यूटी करते थे क्योंकि पंडा रात को 11-12 बजे तक काम करते थे वहाँ पर, तो रात को 12 बजे जाके मैं वहाँ पर सो गया। तो जगन्नाथ जी के सामने वहाँ पर हम लोग दीप जलाते थे हर रोज, वहाँ पर जगन्नाथ जी का मूर्ति रखा था और दीप जलाते थे। तो रात को मैं सो गया वहाँ पर, और सुबह 4 बजे के आसपास मेरे पीठ पे जोर पे एक फटका बैठ गया। मैं सोचा अरे क्या हो गया करके तो जैसे मैंने देखा तो जगन्नाथ जी के सामने जो टेबल रखा था वो पूरा जल रहा था, पूरा आग लग गई थी सामने, और उसके आजू बाजू में पूरा थर्माकोल रखा था, और ये लकड़ी आती बहुत सारी, तो ऐसे अगर थोड़ा टाइम हो जाता था तो वो पूरा आग फैल के पूरा वो जो रथ बनाया था वो पूरा जल के खाक होता था। तो जैसे मैंने देखा उठ के, अरे क्या होगा करके, तो पूरा हम लोग उठे, मैं और मेरे साथ सिद्धगौर प्रभु करके थे, तो हम दोनों उठो, तो हम लोगों ने पहला पानी मारा तो और आग भड़क गया, तो फिर से मिट्टी लिया, वो ग्राउंड में मिट्टी था, तो वो मिट्टी उठा के फिर उसके ऊपर डाला, तो पूरा आग नॉर्मल हो गया, और वो आग जगन्नाथ जी के एकदम टच होने के लिए आया था भगवान के सामने, खाली एक उंगली का अंतर था उसमें बस तो वो पूरा आग क्लीन करके वो पूरा ये किया, क्लीन किया। जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मैया की जय।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद श्रीकर प्रभु। और अब हम परम पूज्य श्रीपाद राधानाथ महाराज से निवेदन करेंगे कि वो कुछ भक्तों के प्रोत्साहन के लिए इस रथ यात्रा के विषय में, और इस्कॉन में श्रील प्रभुपाद जी ने जगन्नाथ रथ यात्रा महोत्सव आयोजन आरंभ की उसके विषय में कुछ बताएं। राधानाथ महाराज स्वयं न्यू वृंदावन में कई वर्षों तक राधा वृंदावन नाथ विग्रहों की सेवा में लगे थे, और पुजारी होने के नाते उनको साक्षात भगवान की सेवा करने का अनुभव विशेष रूप में है। श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर में भी उन्होंने पूरे राधा गोपीनाथ भक्त वृंद के केंद्र श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी को बनाए, और सबसे पहले राधानाथ महाराज जी ने राधा गोपीनाथ विग्रह की सेवा पूजा का स्टैंडर्ड इतना श्रेष्ठ बनाया, क्योंकि उनका पूरा ये दावा था कि जब तक राधा गोपीनाथ जी प्रसन्न नहीं होंगे तब तक यहाँ पर कोई भी सेवा सफल नहीं हो सकती। तो राधा गोपीनाथ की सेवा को सफल बनाने के लिए, उनके मंदिर को और सुंदर बनाने के लिए श्रीनाथ जी प्रभु और उनके परिवार के सभी सदस्यों ने बहुत योगदान दिया, जिसके कारण इतना सुंदर टेम्पल हॉल बना, ऑल्टर बना। जितने उत्सव मनाए जाते हैं पूरे साल भर में, उसका स्टैंडर्ड कितना ऊंचा किया, जिससे कि जब भी कांग्रीगेशन के भक्त लोग आए, राधा गोपीनाथ के मुख पर प्रफुल्लित मुख देखकर उनका हृदय प्रसन्न हो, तब जाकर उनकी भक्ति में प्रगति होगी। तो राधानाथ महाराज जब इस दादर के रथ यात्रा में आए, तो कई बार हम लोगों का एक मन में द्वंद्व होता है कि भगवान के लिए कितना खर्चा करें, कम खर्चा करें, ज़्यादा खर्चा करें, कितना नहीं करना चाहिए, कितना करना चाहिए। तो इस रथ यात्रा में मुझे याद है कि राधिकापति प्रभु और ये इनका पूरा टीम इतने प्रचुर मात्रा में कलेक्शन करके इतने भव्य स्तर पर आयोजित किए थे। लगभग 2008 का जो रथ यात्रा था वो बहुत ही ग्रैंड था, और पहुंचने के बाद इतना भयंकर फायरवर्क्स वगैरह हुआ, इतने फटाके फूटे, उसको देखकर हम लोग में से कई लोग सोच रहे थे कि ज़्यादा खर्चा कर दिया, इतना नहीं करना चाहिए था, और 3-4 घंटे के प्रोग्राम के लिए इतना क्यों। तो ऐसे हम लोगों के मन में भावना आ रही थी। लेकिन अगले दिन संडे फीस्ट में महाराज लगभग 2 घंटा केवल उस रथ यात्रा के अलग अलग अंग में किस प्रकार भक्तों ने कर्मठ प्रयास करके जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा के आनंद के लिए कितना सुंदर व्यवस्था की, उसका वर्णन किया, तब हम जाकर समझे कि महाराज का कुछ दृष्टिकोण अलग है, क्योंकि वो जानते हैं कि भगवान के लिए कितना कुछ भी करें वो कम ही है, और यदि भगवान प्रसन्न हो तो यस्मिन तुष्टे जगत तुष्टम। तो ये पूरा आत्मविश्वास श्रीपाद राधानाथ महाराज को है, जो कि इतने वर्षों की सेवा पूजा में हमने साक्षात देखा है। तो मैं सभी भक्तों के प्रसन्नता के लिए अब श्रीपाद राधानाथ महाराज से निवेदन करता हूँ कि वो यहाँ पर आसन पर आए और 2 शब्द बोलें। हरे कृष्ण। आइए सब लोग राधानाथ महाराज का स्वागत करें। हरि बोल, हरि बोल।
Om Akyanti Midan. Could everyone hear? The sound is correct? There's no echoes or anything? Hari. I'm very happy to be with you today. Yesterday, Brajaj Chandra Prabhu told me I was invited, but nobody knew I was invited. So I accepted the invitation. So many beautiful stories have been told about the mystical way that Lord Jagannath empowers his devotees to do amazing things. And I'll be very brief this evening, just to focus on a particular wonder that I have deeply appreciated about this Rath Yatra. Gauranga Prabhu was expressing how there was so much time and so much energy and so much funds that were spent on this one event. And is it worth it? From the rational perspective, there's one point of view. But I was seeing something from a different perspective. I was seeing an incredible reenactment of how Srila Prabhupada began the Hare Krishna movement. We all know that Srila Prabhupada came off the Jaladuta with practically nothing but a box of books and faith in the holy names. And how, by inconceivable arrangement, he was just being bounced from one place to another. He was more or less homeless, going from one little place to another. Then devotees arranged 26 Second Avenue. And in the beginning days of 26 Second Avenue, we heard during Prasad today, during the reading, Srila Prabhupada's visa was about to expire, and the United States government refused to give him another visa. So he had this little storefront. He had nobody who was giving a guarantee that they could give him the rent for the next month. They told him, we could afford 1 month's rent, but beyond that, we don't know. We don't have it. And his visa was only 2 months. It was going to expire, and he was rejected. And they had no connections to help him. They exhausted all of their efforts. And one day, somebody who just got a flyer put in their door out of curiosity came to 26 Second Avenue. His name was Allen Ginsberg, who happened to be a very famous poet in the young generation of the counterculture. And he came to see Prabhupada. And Hayagriva Prabhu told him that Prabhupada's visa was rejected and he's going to have to leave. And Allen Ginsberg says, I know a lawyer, I will arrange it. This is how it all happened. Prabhupada had nothing anywhere. But then where did Prabhupada go from there? Young boys and girls in their late teens, early or mid-20s. He just inspired them. Go out and do something wonderful. And a couple of them went to San Francisco and started a little center. And then this was not Prabhupada's idea, to have a mantra rock dance. The only rock that Prabhupada knew is was Govardhan Shila's. And they had all these, the biggest rock stars of America were playing for Prabhupada. And among them, he was playing his little karatals and chanting Hare Krishna. And Allen Ginsberg was there helping them. Now Prabhupada could have said, why are you doing all of this? But he saw that the devotees had an enthusiasm and he encouraged them. In one sense, he gave them the basic principles. We have these four regulative principles. We're dedicated to chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Now, go out and do something wonderful. It was tremendously successful. Then some devotees about the same age, they went down to Los Angeles and started another temple. Then some devotees went to New Mexico and started another temple. Then devotees went to Montreal, Canada, started another temple. Then some devotees were sent to London. Prabhupada, just to your heart's content, do something wonderful. And pretty soon, the devotees were living with the Beatles and making number one record albums and having incredible programs and starting a magnificent temple just a block away from the British Museum in downtown London. They went there with nothing. And then they went to Germany and to France and to Italy and to every major city in America. Devotees were going. They were buying bowling alleys. They were buying churches. They were buying houses. They were having Rath Yatras. It was just young people who didn't necessarily have so much experience, but they did have one thing. They had an enthusiasm to serve. And they had the loyalty and faithfulness to do it in a way that would please their spiritual master. That's a major factor in how Srila Prabhupada performed the miracle of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Is he gave the enthusiasm, the inspiration, and the freedom to the devotees to do things to their heart's content. So often, the tendency is we want to micromanage. Srila Prabhupada was very strict in many ways about, you know, how we live. But he was extremely liberal in giving freedom and giving for devotees to their heart's content to develop things. I remember New Vrindavan, it started just a little place on a muddy hill with nothing. And Srila Prabhupada told the leaders there, just develop it to your heart's content. And it became something incredible. And actually, that's how every center grew in the Western world. We have with us Krishna Abhishek Prabhu, very dear, beloved friend, disciple of my very esteemed senior godbrother, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada would just send him here and there and everywhere. Just do it. He would give him a project and just say, do it. Use your intelligence, use your resources, do it. And he always did it. He was in India And Tamal Krishna Goswami told Srila Prabhupada, I really want to help distribute books in America. Prabhupada said, do it. And he went back and joined his old friend and god brother, Vishnu Jana Swami Maharaj. They just had one little bus, and they were traveling around doing little festivals. And with Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj's inspiration, when he joined that party, to his heart's content for Prabhupada's service. And within a year or two, there was like about 15 gigantic full-size buses with full temples and hundreds of devotees, and it was the biggest book distribution machine the world had ever seen. Prabhupada saw devotees had the right motives, the right values. That was all he needed to know. Now, Prabhupada wasn't going to interfere. To your heart's content, develop it. And everybody in those days was in their 20s. There was one or two devotees who were just reaching 30. And they were like the senior citizens of ISKCON, besides Srila Prabhupada. I came when I was 20. So sometimes as old people, you have to be around for so many years to do things. But the Hare Krishna movement was started all over the world, all over South America, all over North America, all over Europe, all over Africa, Australia, by people in their 20s. Who were enthused. Not a lot of bureaucracy. Just inspiration. And when I witnessed the Rath Yatra festival in Dadar, with tears pouring from my heart, I was seeing a reenactment of the Hare Krishna movement's explosion in the world. You see, when people would go to these different cities and these different countries to start temples, they didn't ask, you know, another temple, give me money, give me men, give me this. They just went out and did it. They went to Germany and started a whole yatra in Germany. They went to Ukraine and started a whole yatra in Ukraine, and Russia, in Nairobi. Bhakti Tirtha Swami would go to Ghana and Nigeria, and devotees were going to major cities in America and Europe. They didn't have anything. And soon there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of devotees and temples and castles. And they didn't ask Prabhupada for anything. So these devotees, young devotees. Of course, you're all getting older too. What is your age, Radhikapati? Huh? But you were in your 20s when you began it, yes? So these people in their 20s, they just had an inspiration to do something in Shivaji Park in Dadar. And they didn't ask anything from anybody. All they wanted is blessings. And Gauranga, Govinda, the Brahmachari Ashram, even myself, we are very free in giving blessings. If you ask for anything else, there may be some technicalities, but for blessings, as long as it's the right people doing the right thing with the right values, full-fledged blessings. So these people just took it and ran with it. And enthusing each other. These young, Prabhupada say, what's called boys and girls. These young boys and girls would go out and they'd inspire each other.
and it became a festival of devotional service. Together, going to governments to get licenses and to get permissions and to go through the bureaucracies of all of this government things that are very, very difficult, and then somehow or other raising lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of rupees, and then doing organization and management and incredible stages, incredible altar, a reproduction of Jagannath's chariot from Rath Yatra built in Puri. Nothing like that has ever been seen outside of Puri that I know of. And fireworks and advertisements and massive prasad distribution and all sorts of incredible exhibits with playgrounds and amusement parks for the children and educational facilities. Just, I could see that these young people were in ecstasy. Ecstasy struggling. Because there were so many impediments. Down to the last day, there was impediments. Yes? After raising all this funds, after making this, bringing people in Puri to build the chariot, after all the arrangements, all the ordering of bhoga and prasad, they were about to stop it, yes, from an official level. So down to the last moment, they were running back and forth and frantically trying to help, and they were all together and they were united, and there was no time for Maya, and there were no time for anything except bhakti. And what an incredible festival. When I was looking at the fireworks, I was seeing like a symbol of what was happening in the hearts of these young devotees. It was just a fireworks display of pure devotional service. And giving young people, and giving old people too, that inspiration and that freedom to develop things to their heart's content, that's the fiber that gives empowerment to our movement. And we have to preserve that if we want to do something wonderful in the future. The tendency of religion is it begins like that, but then after it becomes organized and institutionalized and everything is bureaucratically controlled and micromanaged, which is nice because it less risks. But the problem is the explosion of bhakti from the hearts of the youth to do something wonderful is stifled. And for me, the Dada Rath Yatra is very much symbolic. In fact, I believe it's a message from Lord Jagannath. To your heart's content. If you raise 10 million crores for 1 hour, beautiful. Just don't ask the temple. Then you'll get into all sorts of bureaucracy. But that's what the temple is supposed to do. The temple is supposed to inspire the brahmacharis and inspire the congregation to create this fireworks of Hare Krishna explosions everywhere. And I am just so proud and so grateful and so overwhelmed with happiness toward all of you who have participated in creating
this most incredible event, the Rath Yatra in Dadar. It's really incredible. The brahmacharis, they just come to enjoy. And I just come just to fill my heart with so much transcendental happiness, because I see that Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON is really alive. And Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON really has an unbelievable, incredible future. Because the roots of our society, of inspiring the members to do wonderful things, is so much what Dadar Rath Yatra represents. I thank you very much. And on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, I give this message. Well done.
Swami Maharaj ki. Thank you, Maharaj, for that beautiful message and such an enlightening and enlivening talk on the wonderful efforts by all these devotees at Dadar. We are really extremely inspired to hear this message and how Maharaj is reminded of the initial days of Krishna consciousness, how ISKCON spread. And as all of us know that every year there are challenges in organizing this Rath Yatra because there are obstacles. And we are going to conclude now with two small presentations. I will request Radhikapati Prabhu, who is one of the main forces behind this Rath Yatra, one of the amazing organizers I have seen, and the kind of challenges he takes in trying to organize at such huge scale is sometimes mind-boggling. So he, along with his brother Anand Krishna Prabhu, are the top forces, along with Mahajan Prabhu and Sanatan Gopal Prabhu. So now I will request him to speak briefly about some of the challenges they faced, especially last year, in fighting with the local opposition and how they dealt with it. And then we'll have His Grace Manish Advani Prabhu making a small PowerPoint presentation on the history of how this Rath Yatra developed. So now I request Radhikapati Prabhu to please come forward.
Actually, I'm the most undeserving person to stand and speak, but on behalf of the entire team, I would like to speak in brief. Actually, what happened is, last year, we had no idea about the new policies that Shivaji Park had. In the sense, we actually were supposed to go to the High Court for all the orders, but somehow or other, we were running behind the BMC, the police department, the RTO, and we were so confident that we will get all the permissions, because we had got the BMC permission, we had got the RTO permission, but the police had not given us any permission. And generally, Dinesh Shetty Prabhu, he arranges for all this licensing work. And it takes almost 15 to 20 days. And he has to go to each department at least 10 to 15 times. So when I was asking him, Prabhuji, ho jayega na? I was like, will it happen? He was like, haan, haan, ho gaya, sab ho gaya. So he was like, the license work is done, sirf police ka baki hai. So we were all very lightly taking it, I mean, because every year he used to get all the permissions. We used to face small difficulties, but then somehow or the other we sailed through. Then what happened is, there was almost 1 week left and I was asking him, Prabhuji, wo license to dikhai nahi de rahe. I mean, the police license is not yet in our hands. So he said, ho jayega Prabhuji, wo to last mein hi dete apne ko. So he was like, we get that at the last minute. So I was like, okay. So we had around 3 days left. And Wednesday evening, I was like, Prabhuji, ye license to chahiye. We need this license. And he is like, Prabhuji, kal subah hamare haath mein aa jayega. So we were very confident because every year he could manage somehow or the other. So early morning we left in the morning and we went to the higher authorities, that was at Worli. And we went there and they said, no way, you're not going to get any permission. In fact, we have rejected it already. And we were like, what? And by the time we reached Shivaji Park, the entire police force had already come and they dismantled everything that we had made. So we were on ground zero in the afternoon. And we were like, what to do now? And Saturday was the Rath Yatra. So Thursday, we said, koi baat nahi, toot gaya to kya ho gaya? Phir se banayenge. Like we were like, we'll make it again. We will try something out. So we restarted all the work. We shifted it, the stage a little on the left hand side. And we thought by changing a little things, maybe things will go right. So then we started our work. And in the night at 2:30, Sanatan Gopal Prabhu, Mahajan Prabhu, Yugal Murthy Prabhu, Anand Krishna and myself, we were at the Katta. I mean, the place where we sit next to the ground. And there was one person there who had come to massage for 50 rupees. So, because we were all dead tired, we were lying down on the Katta and we were like, 50 rupees, chalo massage le lete. So in 50 rupees, we all removed our shirt and we were taking massage on the street. So then suddenly the police van came and it was a big one. So we were like, "Aur itna bada van kya kar rahe idhar?" So the cop got down and he was like shaking like this. He was fully drunk in the night at 2:30. And he was like, "Hey Shetty, tula mahit nahi license hai baithnar hai." He said that, "No way are you going to get the permission." And we were like, "Sahib, asa ka hai, matlab, why is that so?" So he said, because he was drunk, he spoke the fact. And that is the time when we realized we are supposed to go to the High Court. He said, "Shetty, te High Court la vetnar, ikde na hai." So he was like, "You will get it at the High Court, not at the police station." So we were like, "Tumhi sahib barabar bolta hai, ekdam pakka High Court la vetnar hai." So we were like, "Acha, thank you, sahib. Pan aata hai zara gaadit basa." He was like, "Now come and sit in the van." And he took 4 of us to the police station and they left us at 4:30 in the morning. And it had been long since I had chanted 16 rounds early in the morning. So I said, now is the time. So I went home, 5 o'clock, took a bath and we all sat to chant 16 rounds. And without having anything, we landed up at Gandhi Mataji's house in the morning. So she was like, "Arey beta, chinta mat karo, ho jayega." And I had lost faith on all those who said ho jayega. So it was like, and Mataji was laughing and smiling. And I was wondering, we are feeling like crying and she's smiling. And she made sandwiches for us. I said, "Mataji, we are no mood of having sandwiches. Aapke ghar pe fir kabhi aake khayenge. We'll come some other time and we'll eat." She said, no, this is offered to Krishna, a special sandwich. So I said, okay. Now anything, I mean, wherever they say Krishna, so we had to take it because now we had to surrender. And when I was having that sandwich, I remembered just 6 days before that, the Nigdi temple opening was there. And I was about to leave early because none of the other devotees could come because they were all working. They said, "At least you go from our side." So I was like, because we had to beg forgiveness from Raghupati Babu because he wanted the entire group to come. So he said, "You go and forgive, you go and ask for forgiveness." And so when I was about to leave, Maharaj was entering the gate. And I was sitting in the car, if you remember Maharaj. And you said that, I was like, "Maharaj, we are in great tension, there's a lot of anxiety." And the first statement you said, "There'll be a lot of problems." And I was like, "What?" But you don't worry, you have to surrender. So that is one statement Maharaj said, and he was walking really fast. But somehow he stopped and he went away. I said, my God, now Maharaja said, so now we are going to face trouble. And then he said that we will sail through. In the sense, you have to surrender. So that was one thing that struck my mind at that time while having that sandwich, that you are going to have trouble. So I was just praying to the Lord, what Maharaj said first, I hope it's over now. And what he's saying second should start now. So we were fully surrendered. I mean, and we could remember Draupadi, we could remember what not from the Shastras. So it was like, now we were at 7:30, 8 o'clock at our house, and the court was supposed to open at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we were like, okay. So we reached the court and Gandhi Mataji is busy smiling. And like, Mataji, aapko hasne ko kaisa aa raha hai? Are, Prabhu ji, Krishna hai. So I said, okay. Then when we went, there was one devotee suggested by Hare Krishna Prabhu, and he's Suraj Prabhu and our Lokhande Prabhu. So they said, they were also looking very relaxed, and I was feeling, do they really care about this Rath Yatra? And I was really bugged. But I said, surrender. Maharaj said, surrender. So there was nothing. So after that, they started asking us for documents. And like we were getting some documents, and they were busy sitting and typing some big letter. I was like, Prabhuji, itna bada katha likhne ka jarurat nahi hai. Matlab, don't write so much about the Rath Yatra. Write in short and let's get into the court. Because 4:30 the court gets closed and Saturday it's a holiday. So like Prabhuji, and Suraj Prabhu and Lokhande Prabhu were busy talking with each other, smiling also at times. I was like, how would people smile at this time? So then they took almost 2 hours to prepare that letter, and it was almost 12 o'clock. And now I started thinking, are court ka suppose permission raat ko aa gaya, means if it comes in the night, then when will we start working and when will we start making the stage? So the first thing that struck my mind was Radha Krishna Prabhu. I said, this person can do something for us. So I called up Radha Krishna Prabhu. I said, Prabhuji, hum log thode dharam sankat mein hai. Haan, bolna, bolna. So he was like, tell me. So I said, Prabhuji, actually the police is troubling us a lot. And the police has told us nothing will start unless you get the High Court permission. So we were like saying, Prabhuji, itna kara do ki humara kaam chalu rehen do aur idhar High Court mein bhi chalu rehen do. In a sense, let the High Court work go on this side and let our work start, the real construction work start. So he said, okay, 5 minutes do mere ko. In 5 minutes, he took me into conference with ACP or DCP. Shailaja Patil first. Actually, I didn't speak to her. I spoke to the DCP. So then he said, don't worry, I will speak to the police station. And literally, they started allowing us to make the stage. So from 12:30 onwards, we started making. And Anand Krishna was adamant, show me the High Court order, only then I will start. Because he was so bugged because they had broken the stage 2 times. So he was not ready to listen. So I had to really make up a cheerful voice, and I knew how I had to handle Anand Krishna. So I called him, I said, Hari Bol, we've got the order. And he was like, Hari Bol, and he started working. So then Anand Krishna and the team, and the entire team started working. And then we were like, what if we don't get the High Court order? Anand Krishna was going to beat me up like anything. So then I was like, then Anand Krishna, I knew that what he would do is, he would start calling up some other devotees. So before he called up, I called up 2-3 devotees and I told them, maine aisa bola hai ki High Court se order aa gaya hai. So luckily, he called up exactly those devotees who I told, I had to tell them to lie, because otherwise Anand Krishna wouldn't have started the work. And he is our main force when it comes to construction. So he called up luckily the same person who I thought he would call. And he said, Prabhuji, High Court ka order mil gaya. So he was also very happy. So then we all met and we were like, now what do we do? So Gandhi Mataji is saying, are, ek problem hai, abhi 2 baje ke andar, I mean, before 2 o'clock, we are supposed to submit all our documents. And before that, you have to get the 2 permission documents from the new office, that is at VT, the head office. So I went to the police department and Mahajan Prabhu went to the BMC department at the head office, that is at VT. Both are at VT. So we had to take some documents signed. And you know what that document actually was? In that document, it was written that we have no objection. And we will not be able to represent any of our lawyers from our side today. That was a good plan that both the lawyers said. And what these two devotees did was simply amazing, which actually I don't know I'm supposed to reveal or not, but I would still reveal it, taking that risk. What happened is, one devotee stood on our side, and the other devotee, both of them, his counselor stood as our opposition. So both were our people. So then they were like, that's Suraj Prabhu. I would request him to stand up. Maharaj, it's Suraj Prabhu. So they set this plan, but I had no faith because it was almost 2 o'clock, and I said 4:30 the court gets closed, and I didn't know what a writ petition is. I didn't know anything about law, though my father is a lawyer by degree. So I was like, Prabhuji, ho jayega? Are, tension mat lo. And whenever somebody said tension mat lo, my tension used to increase. So then we entered the court, and it was 4:15, and 4:30 the court gets closed. I'll finish it now within a minute. So 4:15, they said, Ratyatra ka le lo. The judge said, take the Ratyatra. So some other matter was more urgent. They said, 4:25 we will take your matter. So our case was almost put at the last. And we were like, my God, how are they going to finish it in 5 minutes? Generally what happens when you go to court in India, when there is 5 minutes, mostly they'll say, kal a jao. Or they will say, you get a date of the next week. And I thought it's all over. And I better call up the devotees and say that, you know, let's stop for some time. But 4:20 they took our matter. And I had personally requested that counselor, ki aap kuch bolna mat. Matlab, don't speak anything when the judge asks you, you know. Because sometimes you may speak something and it may end up as, okay, you don't get any permission. So when I requested that opposition counselor, though he was our person, so I said, Prabhuji, kuch jyada baat mat karna, badbad mat karna. So he was like, ha ha. So the judge asked him, do you have any opposition? Do you have any objection? Sorry. So he was like, you're looking at the judge and you're not speaking anything. Do you have any objection if the Ratyatra takes place at Shivaji Park? And you're not speaking anything. He had nothing to speak. And maybe Lord Jagannath didn't allow any voice to come out of him. And the judge got so frustrated, he banged the table and he said, I grant permission for Shivaji Park Rath Yatra. He said, you can give to so many people, you can give permission to anyone, but you can't give permission to such wonderful people, those who are trying to serve Lord Jagannath. And I was like, is he a devotee of Lord Jagannath? And then we realized that one of his friends, judge, he is from Orissa. So he knows a lot of stories about Lord Jagannath. And he was like, I declare that they get the permission for tomorrow's Rath Yatra. And we were literally in the high court, all four of us started crying, we didn't know what to do. And as soon as we went out of the court, there was literally 10-15 medias pouncing on us. And we were like, my God, I mean, we had never felt this kind of, you know, unnatural fame. So we were like, my God, are we going to be on TV? So they said, it's going to be all over the papers. And then the next day, in the Times of India, that's one of the top papers of India, it says, ISKCON wins the battle in High Court. So I'm actually grateful to every devotee who's here, who has prayed for us, especially Radhanath Swami Maharaj, who has inspired us so much. And let me tell you one thing, I mean, Maharaj sees good in everyone, and of course we are working hard, no doubt, but honestly, everything goes on autopilot. So we can literally see things happening automatically also. So we don't deserve to actually take credit for what we are doing. But we still want your blessings, because somehow or other at the lower level we need to, you know, do the physical work. So this will be the team at least for some years to come. So that till the new young generation comes up like Maharaj wants. No, there are so many other. So thank you very much, Maharaj, for everything. Hariwan.
His Grace Radhikapati Prabhu ki. So we would like to thank His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for gracing this evening function. There is going to be a presentation. Others, please sit. Maharaj will now be leaving. Manish Advani is going to be making a presentation about that. Please let us thank Maharaj by loudly chanting. So there is a last 10 minutes presentation on the history of Jagannath Rath Yatra, and also there is prasadam for everyone, so please stay on. Thank you so much, Maharaj. So this is Mahajan Prabhu and Sanatan Gopal Prabhu. Where is he? And somebody should introduce Kanak Gandhi Mataji also to Maharaj. So now may I request Manish Advani Prabhu to please come forward and take the stage and make the presentation.